they make with corn. They soak it in lye.
Hominy.
Did you like that?
Oh, yeah, I could go. We made it out of ashes out of the fireplace.
Uh-huh. Something that's fried in deep fat and has a hole in the center.
Them has donuts.
And something you make up a batter and fry 3 or 4 for breakfast.
Flapjacks.
Any other name?
Pancakes.
Which would y'all call it around here?
I ain't seen none so long, I don't know how what I'd call them now.
Talk about how much flour might be in a sack. You say a sack might contain 5 or 10.
Most of them's 5 pounds.
Okay. And the inside part of the egg is called the
yolk.
What color is that?
Yellow.
And if you cook them in hot water, you call them?
Boiled eggs.
What if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells in the hot water?
Poached eggs.
And if someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his
groceries.
Or his?
His food.
Do you ever call that victuals?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. He puts away his victuals in a hurry. A lot of them do.
Would you use that word nowadays, victuals? Food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a?
Between meal snack.
And a sweet liquid that you could pour over pudding or pie, maybe cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg, you'd call that a?
I don't know. I never did food or nothing like that.
What's something that is kind of like a fruit pie? Maybe it's made out of apples and it's got several layers of apples and strips of dough in it.
Some of them, they make them, you know, apple cobbler and peach cobbler.
Did you ever hear that called a deep dish apple pie? What about a family pie?
I hear it called that. I've been to a place that their family, that's all they had was apple pie to eat.
Uh-huh. You ever heard it called family pie?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, you call it, that's a family's pie, it's an apple pie. I like these fried apple pies, made out of dried apples.
Mm-hmm.
And I like peach pies made out of dried peaches.
Was a family pie different from an apple cobbler?
Yeah.
How was it different?
Because it had strips of dough put across the top of it, and the apple cobbler, all the dough goes to the bottom of it.
Uh-huh. If butter's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right, you'd say that
it's stale.
Or it's done what?
Tainted.
And milk it, if you let it sit and it gets kind of thick, you call that?
Sour milk.
Or if you want it to turn, you call
it? Oh, clabber? You're talking about sweet milk?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you clabber it for you so you can churn it.
What else can you make out of clabber?
Cheese.
Huh?
Cheese.
What kind of cheese?
Hoop cheese. You make 4 or 8 kinds of it. If you know how. I never did try none of it, but I've read about where they make 8 different cheese now.
Uh-huh. But what they used to make was hoop?
They called them, come in a great big block.
Mm-hmm.
Hoop cheese, they called it.
That was made out of clabber? Was it
about that thick?
About as thick as your finger?
Just about that thick. And they just slice you off a pound up and slice it.
Uh-huh.
Thin ended all around. But some of them about 18 inches across.
Did your mother ever make any of that, or you buy that?
You can buy it. When I was a kid, you could buy it cheaper than you can make it. Give it 2 bits a pound.
Mm-hmm. What's the first thing you have to do after milking to get all the hairs and things out?
Strain.
And if someone offers you some food and you don't want any, you say, no thank you, I don't.